I want to read a Psalms to you. Psalms 145. I'm reading it from the Message Bible. I just want you to hear it. And I want to focus on one particular verse, but I want you to hear this. And one of the things that I'm hearing from the Father, from the Holy Spirit in this season, is there is a need, team, thank you. There is a need for us to remain in a place of praise and thanksgiving, even while things look the way they look, even while things look different. I'll just use that word, different. And so I found myself reading through the Psalms, and I came across Psalm 145, and it says this: I lift you high in praise, my God, O my King, and I'll bless your name into eternity. I'll bless you every day and keep it up from now to eternity. God is magnificent. He can never be praised enough. Now, in some churches, I would have got an amen right there, but I know you're just listening, so just keep listening. He can never be praised enough. Hallelujah. Jamal, D-flat, 1 and 4. There are no boundaries to his greatness. Generation after generation stands in awe of your work. Each one tells stories of your mighty acts. Your beauty and splendor have everyone talking. I compose songs on your wonders. Your marvelous doings are headline news. I could write a book full of the details of your greatness. The fame of your goodness spreads across the country. Your righteousness is on everyone's lips. God is all mercy and grace, not quick to anger, is rich in love. God is good to one and all. Everything he does is suffused with grace. Creation and creatures applaud you, God. Your holy people bless you. They talk about the glories of your rule. They exclaim over your splendor, letting the world know of your power for good, the lavish splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is a kingdom eternal, and you never get voted out of office. God always does what he says and is gracious in everything he does. God gives a hand to those down on their luck, gives a fresh start to those ready to quit. All eyes are on you, expectant. You give them their meals on time. Verse 16. Generous to a fault, you lavish your favor on all creatures. Everything God does is right. The trademark on all his works is love. God's there listening for all who pray, for all who pray and mean it. He does what's best for those who fear him. He hears them call out and saves them. God sticks by all who love him, but it's all over for those who don't. My mouth is filled with God's praise. Let everything living bless him, bless his name from now to eternity. Would you take a moment right now and just bless God? Take a moment and bless God. Come on, the fruit of our lips, just bless him right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. I continually seek God, and because of the season that we are in, I'm endeavoring to stay in a space where what God brings to us is the word we need to hear right now. And what I mean by that is, depending on how we teach, how we minister, we can be teaching a series or even think that we need to continue in a certain series. Now, some are relevant, so don't miss what I'm saying. But if you happen to be relatively new to AIRS, you'll find that we really press into hearing what God is saying right now. We worship out of that place, except that I am teaching from a series and some particular processes, principles that we want to teach. I endeavor to stay in that place to just hear and believe that what's being shared is meeting everybody somehow. Only God can do that. As I was reading in this particular psalm, the word favor just jumped out. So for the next few moments, I want to remind us of his favor on our lives. I want to remind you of his favor that's on your life. Over the past few months, I've been working with Pastor Deborah on my new book, Same Faith, Same God, Living in the Realm of Ridiculous Faith. In the book, I'm talking about the favor of God. And you've heard me say this before, that the favor of God has been on my life all my life, even when I didn't recognize it, even when I didn't steward it well. But I want you to know that that's not unique, because that same favor rests on your life as well. That's a good time to clap and say that. That sounds good. I received that. The same, maybe not the same exact favor, but there is favor that rests on your life as well. And so Pastor Deborah, she asked me, she said, what is your definition of favor? And I spent some time talking about it, thinking about it, and praying about it. And yesterday, no, not yesterday, actually it was last night, because I was actually laying in bed, and I started thinking about favor. So I grabbed my phone and I started putting in this particular statement that I want to share with you. And if it resonates, I want you to grab a hold of it as well. I don't know what Webster's dictionary says favor is, so don't. I'm not trying to go that way. She asked me what favor meant to me. What's my definition of favor? Okay, so this is what I wrote. Favor: unmerited kindness and goodness shown to one through various gestures, gifts, and acts that are not evidenced, that are evidenced in uncommon promotions, advantages, opportunities, prosperity, resources, and increase. Let me read it to you again. Favor: unmerited kindness and goodness shown to one through various gestures, gifts, and acts that are evidenced in uncommon promotions, advantages, opportunities, prosperity, resources, and increase. Now, based on that statement, would any of you be able to say, I think favor is operating in my life? Okay, that's about seven of y'all. What about, can I get a few more? Let me read it to you again. Maybe you didn't hear it. I need to make this connection for us, because hear me. It's going to be in this season that there's going to be even a greater release of the manifestation of favor, particularly in the church, because of the shifting that's taking place in our culture, in our nation, and in the world. There is a kingdom release of favor that's coming on the church, on the body of Christ. So let me say this again. Pastor Deborah, did I send this to you? I thought I did, but Okay, I'm probably saying something different than what I sent you. Yeah. Favor. Unmerited kindness and goodness shown to one through various gestures, gifts, and acts that are evidenced in uncommon promotions, advantages, opportunities, prosperity, resources, and increase. Unmerited kindness and goodness shown to one through various gestures, gifts, and acts that are evidenced in uncommon promotions, advantages, opportunities, prosperity, resources, and increase. See, you can be operating in favor, but you don't know that you're operating in favor. And the scripture makes it clear, in the time of favor, ask for favor. In the time of favor, ask for what it is that you need, what you're believing God for. I'm going to show you a couple of instances here in a moment. There are over 150 statements of this thought. If I have found favor. If I have found favor. So, if I was to just kind of take a phrase or a topic, it would be finding favor. Finding favor. Unmerited kindness and goodness shown to one through various gestures, gifts, and acts that are evidenced in uncommon promotions, advantages, opportunities, prosperity, resources, and increase. Is there anybody here that says, I think I could use some favor? I think I'll have some favor. I'm looking for some favor. I'm looking for some favor. I'm looking for favor. I'm looking for favor. I'm looking for favor. It doesn't have anything to do with my goodness. It has to do with the goodness of God. There is this place of favor that I believe God wants you and I to recognize, so that as He's leading you through wherever He's leading you in your life, you recognize that you are favored by God. Favored by God. I know it may sound a little bit braggadocious, if that's a word, or maybe for some that may think it sounds arrogant, but I'll tell you this: I am favored by God. I am favored by God. Can't explain it. Don't apologize for it. I am favored by God. And when you know that, you have the responsibility to steward that. Not try to take advantage of it, but walk in the grace and humility that causes God to accomplish through you what He's purposed to do, with you recognizing and honoring Him because of the favor of God that's on your life. I believe for many of us, we've missed opportunities because we didn't recognize the favor that was already there for us. I just want to give a few scriptural references. I won't turn to them right now. You can study them in your own personal Bible time. But in Genesis 6 and 8, it says Noah found favor with God. How many of you know if anybody needed to find favor right about that time? Noah was in a good place. Noah found favor with God. Everybody else died. Noah found favor with God. Noah found favor with God. Noah found unmerited kindness and goodness shown to him through acts of gestures, gifts, and acts that were evidenced by uncommon promotions, advantages, opportunities, prosperity, resources, and increase. God came to Noah and said, I'm going to save you and your family. That's favor. It doesn't say that his family found favor. It says, Noah found favor. Is it possible that you can be the one in your family, in your lineage, in your generation that the favor of God rests on, that turns it for everybody else that comes after you? That's a good time to clap. I'm talking about finding favor. Finding favor. Noah found favor with God. There is this dynamic of the unmerited kindness and goodness shown to one through various gestures, gifts, and acts that are evidenced in uncommon promotions, advantages, opportunities, prosperity, resources, and increase. When God brought His people out of Egypt, it says this, I will grant this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. I will grant them favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And then he goes on and says, and they will plunder them. Meaning, only God could set up this kind of scenario. Now, they're in captivity for 400 years. But God had already told Abraham, hear me now, God had already told Abraham, when they come out, they're going to come out blessed. Now, I know that may not be a consolation right now if you're in the middle of going through something. But here, let me tell you this. God is just, God is fair, God is righteous, and he will never allow you to go through something that's a challenge and not bring you on the other side of it blessed. But your perspective will play a part in whether you recognize it or not. It says here, it says, I will grant this people favor in the sight of the Egyptian. He says, and they will come out. With increase. The favor comes in where it says, remember Moses said, go and ask for the stuff. Didn't say steal it. Go and ask for it. I heard someone say this recently, and I think there's some truth to it. You know who went and asked for the stuff? The women. Because they were the ones who probably worked in the houses and knew where the stuff was. I just find that's an interesting, that was a point that someone made to me. And I thought, that's pretty powerful. But God says, I will grant this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. I will cause them to come out. They will plunder the Egyptians, and they will come out with increase. Favor. Unmerited kindness and goodness shown to one through various gestures, gifts, and acts that are evidenced in uncommon promotions, advantages, say advantages, opportunities, prosperity, resources, and increase. It took a while for me to recognize that favor was really on my life. Some people call it good luck, but I don't believe in luck. I do believe in favor. I do believe in the blessings of God. I do believe that if we walk in a way that's honoring God, that he will bless our lives. Now, the truth is, God has a way of blessing, reigning on the just and the unjust. So you just have to know some things we can't figure out. But what we can do is steward our lives and walk in a way that causes us to walk in that favor. I was talking about favor recently and was talking about how that I needed a job, and saw this one ad. Y'all remember back in the day when you see the one ads in the paper? Anybody remember those? And it'd have the okay, some of y'all, she laughing like, what's he talking about? You know, see, there used to be newspapers. I know that don't make sense. There used to be newspapers. Now we just get on online. But some of us used to get the newspaper. And those of us that needed a job would go to the one ads. We wouldn't look at anything else. We wouldn't look at the comics or anything. We go straight to the one ads. And I remember seeing this real little ad. Help wanted, printer. And how many know the best jobs that you know, everybody qualifies for the job that says no experience needed. We'll train. I'm like, that's my job. And so I jump in my car and I run out there to put in the application. And when I get there, I'm talking about favor now. When I get there, the line is going out the door to fill out the applications. So I just drive right on by. But I hear the Holy Spirit says, no, you go back and put in your application. Because see, sometimes what we don't recognize is favor is already gone before you. Favor is already gone before you. Favor's there waiting for you. Favor's there waiting for you in that interview. Favor's there waiting for you. I'm going to tell you give you a few examples. Favor's there waiting for you. Sometimes we don't know it. We're a little slow. So I go in, I fill out the application like everybody else. Everybody just turns in their application. Now, I'm just telling you, this great man of faith and power, I had no expectation that they were going to call me. None. But I didn't know favor was in the works. So I get a call, and I come in for the interview. And the gentleman interviewing me was kind of stoic guy. He was a nice guy, but, you know, he just sat there and he asked me questions. He had this beard. He just kind of was doing like this while he's talking to me. He asked me questions. And you know, you're thinking of every interview technique you've ever learned. Make eye contact, lean into the answers, you know, be engaged. Don't be too enthusiastic now, okay? Just let them know. And I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, this guy busts through the door, and he's coming in to get this guy who's his supervisor to sign off on something. Now, in my mind, very quickly, I thought, well, that's rude. I'm in an interview. This guy's just going to bust in. But when the guy came in, he looked at me, and he said, "Hey, John, how you doing?" I said, "Hey, Brad, how are you?" Now, you got to know something. Brad and I went to school together, but we weren't even friends. I didn't really know. It had to be the Holy Ghost that I remembered his name in the moment. But he said, "Hey, John, how you doing?" And the interviewer said, "Oh, y'all know each other?" Ching, right then. Got that job. I'm telling you, I left out of there and I said, "God, I thank you." But had I gone with what my thought was, because I didn't recognize that there was this favor in operation. I'm talking about finding favor. So, fast forward. Now, you just have to know this, okay? You just have to know this. I've had a few different jobs, okay? Just I didn't go by the path of went to high school, went to college, got the degree, got a job, stayed there. That's not my story, okay? So now I'm working. I need another job. Raising kids, my family, 5 kids. And the opportunity comes up for a job at what's called Franklin County Children's Services. I'd be working on these grounds in a cottage with some boys in the cottages. And I'm praying because God, I really would like this job. Favor. I'm talking about favor going before you. Favor going before you. They let me know. They said, "You're going to be interviewed by a 3-person panel. They each will ask you questions." So I dress as nicely as I can. I walk in, and when I walk in and sit down, who do I see? But the very man whose son was my best friend, whose house I grew up in, at their house every day, eating at their table, going on vacation with them. I said, "Thank you, Jesus." And when I saw him, and he was a pastor, when I saw him, I knew right then I got the job. Finding favor. Finding favor. Finding favor. Favor, unmerited kindness and goodness shown to one through various gestures, gifts, and acts that are evidenced in uncommon promotions, advantages, opportunities, prosperity, resources, and increase. See, some of us are walking in favor, and we don't even realize that we're walking in favor. And what I'm understanding is we need to have some sense of it in order to, one, be appreciative of it, and then secondly, to walk in the fullness of it. You see, favor is not readily seen until you're in the moment. Let me say that again. Favor is not readily seen until you're in the moment. See that first interview I told you about? When that guy walked in and said, "Hey, John," that was favor. But it was in the moment. When I interviewed for that next job and I came and sat down, and sitting across the table before me was Reverend Turner, And when I say I was like a son to him, I knew without a doubt that job was mine. Because if anybody's going to say anything good about me, he'd be the one. I got that job till I got promoted to the next job. I got promoted to the next job out of favor. I was working there for the children's services. They had a union. I was a part of the union. I'm in a union meeting, and all of a sudden, I started asking questions in the union meeting. As soon as that meeting is over, that union rep came to me and said, "Can I talk to you for a moment?" She said, "Yeah." She said, "We got an opening." She said, "And the way that you just shared what you shared in the meeting and your ability to communicate, I want to offer you a job." Favor. 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 Finding favor. In the book of Nehemiah, chapter 2, verse 1. And this I want to read so that you can leave and say, well, he did read out the Bible, so I guess it was really a message. In Nehemiah chapter 2, you to see this here. I want you to see this. Nehemiah chapter 2, it says, "And it came about in the month of Nisan, in the 12th year of King Artaxerxes, that wine was before him, and I took up the wine and gave it to the king." Now, just to give you a little bit of backdrop, word has come to Nehemiah that Jerusalem, the walls of Jerusalem, are burnt, they're tore down, and he is grieved over the condition of his home. He's so grieved that he prays and he repents as one of them and asks that God would give him opportunity to be a part of getting it fixed. So it goes on and it says, "I took up the wine and gave it to the king. Now I had been sad in his presence. So the king said to me, 'Why is your face so sad? Though you are not sick, this is nothing but sadness of heart.' Then I was very much afraid, and I said to the king, 'Let the king live forever. Why should my face not be sad when the city and the place of my father's tombs lies desolate and the gates have been consumed by fire?' Then the king said to me, 'What would you request?' So I prayed to the God of heaven. And I said to the king, 'If it please the king, and if your servant has found favor before you, send me to Judah and to the city of my father's tombs, that I may rebuild it. If it please the king, and if your servant has found favor before you.'" Finding favor. Favor. "Unmerited kindness and goodness shown to one through various gestures, gifts, and acts that are evidenced in uncommon promotions, advantages, opportunities, prosperity, resources, and increase." Nehemiah drew on the favor. And in that, every resource that he needed was made available to him. But he says, "If I have found favor, if I have found favor, if I have found favor." There is favor operating in every one of our lives. As a matter of fact, to all of the parents and guardians, I believe that part of our responsibility is to raise our children, now for me, our grandchildren, with that understanding: you are favored. You are favored. You are favored. Just look at your kids right now and tell them you are favored. Look, are those your kids? Are those your kids? Look at them and tell them they're favored. You might already tell them that, but tell them again. Tell them you're favored. Now look them in the eye. Look them in the eye. Tell them you're favored. Okay, he's like, whatever. Okay. You're favored. I'm trying to stay here within this view, or I'd come down there and tell you myself. See, I didn't grow up hearing that. I grew up hearing you're peculiar. There's something different about you, that boy. Something different about him. He's something. It was the favor. It was the favor. It was the favor that needed to mature, the favor that needed to be shaped, the favor of God on my life that allows me to do what I'm doing right now, that allows me to go to places that I'm going, that allows me to affect the nations that I have the opportunity to affect. It's the favor, but I didn't grow up hearing that. And that's why the power of Galatians chapter 4, when it says, the child that's an heir, though he is heir, doesn't differ from the slave, though he is owner of everything, but it's under guardians and tutors until the appointed time. What that passage is saying, because someone needs to tell him who he is, someone needs to begin to raise him up. You need to say to your children every day, you are favored. You are highly favored of God. Favor rests on your life, and I declare as you go about your day, look for favor. Look for favor. Look for favor. Look for favor. Nehemiah said, if I found favor in your sight, favor, unmerited kindness and goodness. It's not something that we can do. You can't buy favor. One person said it like this. Favor is like flavor is to food. You can't see it, but you know when it's not there. Favor is like flavor is to food. You ever see a really nice meal and you take a bite and you say, man, there ain't nothing in this. I need some salt and pepper. I need some oregano. I need some spices on this thing. That's usually airplane food. But anyway, you know that. If there ever was a time to be able to say to our generations and future generations, favor is on your life. Favor is on your life. Favor is on your life. And for some, you may need to say, don't squander the favor like I did. Don't miss it because I did. I didn't recognize that favor was operating. Unmerited kindness and goodness. Unmerited kindness and goodness shown through gestures, gifts, and acts. You're just sitting somewhere and somebody just wants to bless you. Favor. Favor. You're just going about your business. Someone wants to bless you. Favor. I took about 8-10 suits to the cleaners to get them clean so that I could donate the suits. They're up in my office right now. I just need to figure out where I want to take them, or I might just give them to the men in this program. But there's some nice suits. I took them in and I had them cleaned. And I just said, I'll be back to get them. I just happened to tell the gentleman, I'm cleaning these suits because I'm going to donate the suits. Rich, if you need some suits, I got some suits upstairs. I get a call from the dry cleaner. And he's saying, hey, John, this is Gary at Whitmer's. Okay, hey, how you doing? Hey, I just want to let you know that, there was a guy that came in and he brought in a whole lot of suits to get them clean. He says, and I'm just talking to him. And he says, and he said to me, I bet you've never seen this many suits before brought in at one time. And Gary says, no, actually I have. There's a pastor that brought in some suits to get them clean because he's donating them. And so that was just recently. And then he says this to him. He says, I'm hoping that he gets a little more, this is how I put it, that he gets a little more in the offering coffers. So he said, so he can pay for them. And then he said, the guy asked him that had brought in the suits, well, how much are the suits? And Gary tells him how much the suits are. He says, oh, I'll pay for those. I'll be right back. Let me go get some more money. I'll pay for those suits. F-A-V-O-R. Favor. Favor. Unmerited kindness and goodness shown to one through various gestures, gifts, and acts that are evidenced in uncommon promotions, advantages, opportunities, prosperity, resources, and increase. Can I give you just two more examples? In Daniel chapter 1, in Daniel chapter 1, it's a familiar passage for many of us. Now the people of God are taken into captivity. They're in Babylon. And Daniel, who has strong conviction, says this. He says to the guard that's keeping them, he says, I can't eat what you're putting before me. Matter of fact, he said, I just won't eat it. Oh, sweetie, it's okay. It's okay. Is it lunchtime? Hey, we're a family in here. It's all good. Don't get anxious about it. Take your time. If you need some help, one of our ushers can come help you to take care of that. Matter of fact, fix me some while you at. No, just glory to God. I want you to see this here in Daniel chapter 1. Verse 8. Daniel chapter 1, verse 8, it says, but Daniel made up his mind that he would not defile himself with the king's choice food or with the wine which he drank. So he sought permission from the commander of the officers that he might not defile himself. Now, here's what I want you to catch right here. Some of you can go back to my message that I shared on walking in deliberate faith, gracefully defiant. Okay? If you happen to be visiting with us, it'd be a great message for you to hear right about now as we're all walking through this pandemic as the church. Walking in deliberate faith, gracefully defiant. That's exactly what Daniel was doing. But here's the key. I want you to see it there. Look at the screen. Don't, please go back to the other one. There you go. Thank you. So I want you to see it right there. Daniel made up his mind that he would not defile himself with the king's choice food and with the wine which he drank. So he sought permission. He sought permission. He didn't say to him, I'm not eating that food and you can't make me eat it. Come on, say attitude. Yeah, say posture. His attitude and posture positioned him for favor. Your attitude and posture is what positions you for favor. Because when you can't accomplish it, God will look favorably upon you in order to bring it to pass when it is in His word and part of His will for your life. Thank you, buddy. He sought permission from the commander of the officials that he might not defile himself. And then it says this in verse 9. Now God granted Daniel favor and compassion in the sight of the commander of the officials. Favor, unmerited kindness and goodness shown to one through various gestures, gifts, and acts that are evidenced in uncommon promotions, advantages, opportunities, prosperity, resources, and increase. He looked on him favorably, and the commander says, okay, we'll give it a try. And God proved himself. You see, you never want to underestimate the favor factor. You don't have to have a lot of money. Favor is better than money. Now, I know that may be hard for some to kind of grab a hold of, but that is true. It really is true. Favor is better than money. So, Let me give you one more example, and then I want to end out our time. I want to pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I love this verse when I came across it. In the book of Esther, many are familiar with the story of Esther. Esther was one who had uncommon favor on her life. There are people that just have that uncommon favor. You just look at them and you know there's something different about them, something special about them. It's an uncommon favor. This is what it says about Esther in Esther 2, verse 15. I like this. Esther found favor in the eyes of all who saw her. Esther found favor in the eyes of all who saw her. Esther found favor in the eyes of all who saw her. So amongst all the other women, it was the favor that caused her to stand out. That's why when you and I can recognize and acknowledge the favor of God on our lives, there can be 1,000 people in the room, but you're the one they see. You're the one that they come up to. You're the one they ask. You're the one they hand the check. You're the one that they bless. You're the one that gets the promotion. You're the one that gets the increase. It often has to do with favor. Favor. Favored. Favor. Esther recognized the favor on her life, but she wouldn't take it for granted. And so you know the story in the book of Esther of how Haman plotted to kill the Jewish people. When word came to Mordecai, Esther's uncle, and Mordecai goes to Esther and tells her, you've got to intercede on our behalf. You've got to go to the king. And you remember at first, Esther's like, I can't do that. And Mordecai pushes it a little more and says, don't think that you will escape this that's coming on us as a people. And who's to know except that you were brought to the kingdom for such a time as this? I want to tell you that God, in his wisdom, has a way of favoring you and positioning you for something you're not even aware of yet. And that's why I want to encourage you that you don't get stuck in the moment that you're in, particularly when it doesn't look like you thought it would look. If favor got you there, favor's going to move you into the next place that God has for you as well. The last thing you want to do is begin to doubt God, distrust him, when his favor is already working in your life. And so what Esther chose to do, she said to Mordecai, go back and tell Mordecai, tell the people to pray fast 3 days. And they prayed and fasted for 3 days. And then they got she got dressed up. And she knew this. But she was willing to take the risk. See, you have to know this about favor. Oftentimes, the manifestation of favor comes with risk. I'm going to say that again. The manifestation of favor comes with risk. the greater the call, the greater the risk, the greater the favor that's manifested in your life. Esther was clear of one thing. If I walk in before this king uninvited, the law is you die. No questions. But all who saw Esther saw favor. She knew the risk she was taking, but she walks in anyway, and the king sees her. And one translation says this, and he looked upon her favorably, and he extended his scepter. I want to encourage you. I want to encourage all of us. Because there is favor operating in your life. There is favor operating in your life. Come on, can you say, there is favor operating in my life? There is favor operating in my life. And can I submit to some of you, and this is just something I'm hearing right now, your delay may be not in that you're not prepared, but that you've never accessed the favor available to you. Favor. Unmerited kindness and goodness shown to one through various gestures, gifts, and acts that are evidenced in uncommon promotions, advantages, opportunities, prosperity, resources, and increase. Worship team, would you join me?